Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to everyone of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
Who are you compatible with? Because we haven't really talked about astrology in here, so I kind of want to talk about it.
Leos are compatible with Sagittarius, but I don't think I want to be in Sagittarius.
Because they cheat.
They cheat. All Sagittarius men cheat, and I'm not about that life.
Is that what Jay-Z is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my dad, low-key. Anyway. Juicy.
Oh my God.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Podcast. Thank you for listening to the show. I am here with special guest Nisa.
Hello, today. Everybody.
Nisa Gordon. That's a great name.
I know. I'm going to be famous.
Yeah, you are. Guys, if there's like any of my friends that are going to be famous, it's definitely going to be Nisa.
Thanks.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. She's from Columbus, Ohio. She moved to LA to attend FITM.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
And I actually met Nisa. I don't know if she's going to kill me for saying this, but I met her through our psychology class at FITM. And we had this crazy professor
totally
who looked like Jamie Lee Curtis.
I totally
on drugs.
I totally forgot. You sat in the back.
And we, like, the professor was just crazy. So, like, Olivia and I would just do work in the back. And Nisa's over there catching up on what? Like, Game of Thrones or something?
What was I watching? I think I was watching Grey's Anatomy.
Every time I'd look over, she'd be like, yeah, Meredith Grey just did a surgery. And she just recently graduated FITM. She's killing it. She's moving to Milan shortly.
Woo!
Which is so cool.
I'm an Italian now.
You're going to get those Italian boys.
Hopefully. I heard they're cute.
And the best thing about Nisa is that she's just a blast to be around. She's always like cracking jokes in a class. And that's kind of how we became friends, because we both don't know how to be quiet.
You're right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself other than what I just kind of said?
Wow, put me on the spot. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm a Leo. My birthday is actually this Wednesday, the 22nd.
Yes, girl.
I am a Leo Virgo.
And you're going to?
I'm going to New York, guys.
Yes.
This is my first
time. She wants to move to New York, right?
Yeah, I'm going to move to New York. Gotcha. I like the vibe there better, I feel like. And it just fits me.
Do you think you'll ever move back to Ohio?
Oh, no, girl. Listen, I love Ohio, but that is...
Does your family still live there?
Yeah, all my family and friends.
And why don't you want to move back?
It's a great city to, like, raise a family, but to, like, what I want to do with my life, no.
So what do you want to do with your life?
So eventually, I really want to become a fashion stylist or a creative director for, like, a magazine.
Okay, and I can see you doing that.
Oh, stop. Don't boost my ego.
I'm dead serious.
I've done a lot of stuff like that, and I first wanted to be a fashion stylist, and then I did an internship, like, doing all the aspects of, like, magazine publication. So mm-hmm. then I was like, wow, this is, like, what I really want to do.
Yeah.
So I think that's why New York would best fit me.
You have been voting in my polls for
yes,
a little bit, haven't
I
you?
Love the polls.
Okay,
I love TK's juicy polls.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about, like, when you started following me on Instagram? Did you think I was crazy for, like, posting all these polls, or did we kind of talk about it, or what?
I don't know how that happened. I just like, would just go through my stories, and I would see your polls, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of interesting. And then one day she didn't post a poll, and I got mad. So then I was like, where are the polls at?
Yeah, I didn't even know, because, like, sometimes it's hard to keep track who votes in them, because I can see, disclaimer, I can see what people vote.
Yeah, so don't be talking mad shit on me.
I know who doesn't like me. I'm kidding. But, yeah, that's what is really juicy about them. But she came into class one day and was like,
Taylor, wear the poles. And I was like, geez, girl, sorry, I was doing the homework for this class.
No.
But it was so funny. I was really so glad.
They're really good.
And she's
I like
actually,
that you're engaging with your, you know, your customers.
Yeah, my customers.
I don't know why I said customers.
They're paying me to put out the poles. No, I really love how she was voting on them without even me really knowing. And then we start, and now yeah. I constantly, like during class, I would ask her all the time, Nisa, give me an idea of what I should.
It's actually really hard. I don't know how you do it every day.
It is. I don't know. I think just because, well, one, I'm very curious, and I guess you can say I'm nosy.
Girl, it's me too.
But now that I know that I do them all the time, I'm always like constantly asking people and looking or whatever.
And they're all different. Never the same. Good for you.
Jewel, trying. Yeah. You guys, by the way, the intro that you just heard is the voice of this angel.
What?
Yes. Hello. I was thinking about what I wanted, and I was like, juicy? Nisa.
Yes.
That'd be perfect.
I'm the sassy queen of all time.
What kind of polls do you like voting in the most? Like, do you like just like normal basic like food ones, or do you like the real juicy ones?
I like dating.
You like the dating ones? Mm-hmm. We kind of talk about this. Remember when we came up with the astrology ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
I also went into astrology.
Tell me about yourself. Based on your astrology.
Okay, that's easy. I'm stubborn. I like to be the center of attention.
And you're a Leo and a Virgo.
Yeah, I'm a Leo Virgo.
Got it.
So I'm mostly Leo, but I have Virgo tendencies. So like Virgos are perfectionists.
Yeah.
So that's where I think where my OCD comes in sometimes. But yeah, I'm stubborn, center of attention.
True.
I'm really not. I'm really shy.
No, you're not shy.
We can be really outgoing. We can also be really mean. I'm not gonna lie, like, I like to tell you like it is, and some people can't handle that.
You're very truthful, but I think that's a blessing. I'd rather
be told the truth. I think it's a blessing in disguise.
Oh, absolutely. Who are you compatible with? Because we haven't really talked about astrology in here, so I kind of want to talk about it.
Leos are compatible with Sagittarius, but I don't think I want to be in Sagittarius.
Because they cheat.
They cheat. All Sagittarius men cheat, and I'm not about that life.
Is that what Jay-Z is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my dad, low-key. Anyway. Juicy!
Oh my god!
And then let's
please don't listen to this. I hope he's not listening to this.
Okay, just because it says you're really not compatible with them,
yeah,
it's not necessarily true. So I feel like
I agree with that.
Am I really gonna turn someone down because they're Aquarius?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care what your sign is. Your sign can be dinosaur if you like me. We can make it work.
True. How rude would that be? Oh, you're a Cancer? Sorry.
Look, bye.
Gotta go.
Next. It's like that show. Do you remember that?
Yes, I love Next. I want to be on it, like as a 10-year-old.
Okay, we need to talk about this because this kind of leads into your polls.
Oh, ooh,
so, okay,
juicy.
First of all, Nisa is going to probably be on a show at some point because you want to be, right?
I just want to
a reality show, like an MTV vibe. Like, you're kind of an MTV girl.
Yeah, I'm definitely an MTV girl.
Yeah. And did you, like, is this something you've always wanted to do?
Okay, so it started actually off with Bad Girls Club. I don't know if any of you guys ever watched that on Oxygen.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be on Bad Girls Club so bad because I thought I was
what
a bad girl.
What show was that?
It was basically like a group of girls who claims like they're the baddest of like their city. I just remember one of the seasons. I just remember one of the
girls.
I just remember the LA one, and she was like, I run LA. So I just felt like that could be me.
And so what have you applied for?
So I got tickets to go to see Ellen. And they love
my... That's right.
Yeah, I'm pretty cool. I'm just kidding. Because I want to say that because not a lot of people can get Ellen tickets. It's really hard.
Even if you live here, it's really hard.
Yeah.
And how did you get them?
I literally supplied online and got them 2 days later. So we get there and I just love her. So I was like really excited. And they're like, you have really good energy.
Who doesn't love her? She's great.
I know.
But so you did an interview. Was it one-on-one or like
a group? It was actually just like they were just going through the lines, like people who were attending the show and like, oh, we feel like you have good energy, like meet us here like after you get your tickets or anything.
Got it.
And so
and they did that to you?
Yeah. And so I got to go back with my group, but like I was obviously more excited than my group, so I got to represent my group, and then like the people who got to represent their groups got to go in a small room and they were like, so this is you guys are she might ask you to like do this on the show or like dance, and I did get to dance and I won and I got a t-shirt.
No way.
Yeah.
So you're like legit on the show. Like, well, we could see you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they posted it, because you know how she sometimes like, oh, these are like my favorite audience members who like dance. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I got to do that part. I don't really know if they
posted. Oh my gosh, I can see you like going so hard.
It was too bang bang.
Did you like twerk and stuff?
No, I just was going crazy. Like but obviously I'm beat. Like I didn't want to look stupid, but but yeah, I was just having a fun time.
Leg up on the chair.
I was having a great time. Yeah. And yeah, I won. And then the producers, like a couple weeks later, were like, hey, like they loved you over there at the Ellen show. Like, would you want to audition for Game of Games? And I did.
Whoa. How did this happen? Did they like email you or like?
She called me.
Who did? The producer?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah, for Game of Games. Ellen's Game of Games. And so I
What is that? Is that
It was just like it's like her thing that she does like another show.
Oh, cool. And is it like a trivia network game, TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I didn't make it to the filming because it was graduation. So
yeah.
But yeah, I auditioned for that, and then they called me again just recently to do another TV show for America Says, so we'll see.
What's that?
I don't know. It's kind of like Family Feud, but it's based off like what America thinks.
Whoa. So when do you find out? Was that an audition or you actually on the show? Audition?
Mm-hmm.
So do you know when you find out about
that? No, I know filming starts in October.
Gotcha. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com. By the way, guys, when you, first of all, this is like a big deal that she got asked to come back because it's very rare.
Oh, I know.
Because I work on set and stuff sometimes. So this is like a big deal. And two, like, you have to have a really good energy for a producer to like actually, because they're so focused on set, you have to have a really good energy for a producer to notice you. And also, that's a big deal. You got called back to how many, 2 more shows other than the mm-hmm. Ellen one.
Mm-hmm.
So our girl, like, keep an eye out. You heard it here first. She's going to be famous.
Yeah, and I just applied to be on Are You the One for, like, what is it, season, whatever season they're on.
So you kind of like really want to be like, if you were to get on a show hypothetically, which I think you will, would you really like take that and run with it?
Yeah,
yeah.
I always love being in front of the camera.
Yeah, what's your dream?
I just wanted to be well known.
Yeah.
And like, obviously I want to host. Like, I feel like that, yeah, like, host a red carpet, you know, I'm into fashion. Yeah. So anything that I'm in front of a camera looking cute, yeah, it's all I care about.
Oh my gosh, I can so see.
And I've always been like, I just, obviously being Leo, I want to be the center of attention. So why not?
Why don't you start like a web series or something, like a YouTube channel?
I do have a YouTube channel.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So this is cool stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this about you.
Oh yeah.
So you applied for Are You the One? Mm-hmm. Can you explain what that is for people that don't
know? It's a dating show on MTV, and it's people who want to find love, which never really happens, but they want to find love, and they just go through, they date like the other gender and just figure out, like, at the end, I think you win like $1 million. Like, it was split between the two people.
Yeah, but isn't there like, you're supposed to be, you have to like take tests and aren't
there? Yeah, and they have to figure out if you're compatible with that person throughout the whole season.
Yeah, basically,
and
like,
if you like are still together by the end of the season, like, you're declared like the winner.
Yeah. Would you ever go on The Bachelor?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what the people's obsession with The Bachelor are. I really don't.
Why?
You're way too edgy
to go on The Bachelor. Like, I could see you being like this is...
I don't feel like they want to be like...
You would be the girl that like calls stuff out and the producers just would be like, okay, we cannot use that.
It's funny you say that because I watch Unreal. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So
Unreal like basically is like the juicy deets of what actually goes on in The Bachelor. Yeah, and so... If you don't know what that is.
I feel like I would be better like... Yes, that aspect
you would. Okay, so the reason why we spent all this time talking about this is because a lot of her polls that she came up with, which were great, by the way, were in relation to kind of the entertainment industry, especially like, would you go on the show? What type of character would you want to be? Stuff like that. So do you want to just dive into them?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So her first question is, what type of reality show would you rather be on, a dating or survival? So what is yours, dating?
Okay, so here's the thing. Dating, I think, would be really cool, like, to, like, vibe with someone. But then I feel like I don't want to have to just vibe for the cameras.
Oh.
You know? Because then what if it's not, like, the chemistry isn't there in real life?
Totally.
So I don't know. Survival would be cool. It just depends on what Survivor game it is, or like
TV, like, would you go on like Survivor?
I don't know, like, or like Naked and Afraid. Like, I don't know.
I would not go on Naked and Afraid, but I would go on Survivor for sure.
Maybe not. I don't know. I love nature, but me and nature probably are not the best.
I'm so down to wear the bandana as like a cute little top.
Yeah, I think I'll do dating, actually, now that I think about it.
Dating?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about this, though? Like, do you feel weird about, like, if you're like making out with some guy on TV, like national television, do you not feel weird about your parents seeing that?
No, because I'm like, Dad, I'm cashing a check. So,
would they not care?
No, I don't think so. I'm kind of grown now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not going to, like, you know, act a fool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm cashing a check.
Yeah, you'd be cool with that?
Yeah.
Does it not, like, don't you think it'd be weird, though, like, hardcore making out with someone and, like, all these cameramen are just, like, watching you?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, I think that'd be weird.
Why?
If you have a mic attached to you, they can hear, like, the mwah. They can hear the slobber.
It's just making out.
Do you?
It's not anything, like, crazy. And, you know, usually when they do, like, the sex scenes or whatever, it's not really...
You would say dating?
Mm-hmm.
This is hard for me. I think if I was going to be on any dating show, it'd be The Bachelor.
I can see you on it, for real.
I think that... I don't know. I like their survival ones, kind of. I think that
Yeah. Because you like to travel.
Yeah, I do.
And I feel like you would understand that.
I think I would just... Survivor, I grew up watching it with my dad, and I've, like, always wanted to be on it.
Yeah, I feel like you'd be good at that.
And I feel like I could, like, scheme. Like, I could get along with everyone, mm-hmm. but, like, secretly, like, vote people out. Or steal their stuff.
And, like,
steal their food. Yeah. Oh, and I love doing, like, I like to work out. So, like, all the
that'd be
physical
perfect.
Challenges and stuff, I like that.
Maybe you should be on the challenge.
Maybe, but I would have to go on like the real world.
Yeah, you would. So.
And I'm not like I'm. I can be juicy, but like
you
not
be
bad
the
juicy.
You be the sweet one, and no, like you get along with everybody.
I don't. I know, but that girl's annoying. Like, like no, everyone's like you're not interesting. Please leave.
I guess. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So for that one, 64% of my voters said they would want to be on date.
Mm.
And 36% said they want to be on Survival. Let's see the guy versus the girl, like, ratio on this. So Survival, wow, a lot of girls. One guy so far. Oh, my gosh, hella girls. There's some guys, but mostly girls are wanting to be on the Survival ones for dating girls and guys. Yeah. Huh, that's interesting. That's crazy. I would think more guys would want to be on the Survival one. The next movie, or next movie, next poll is what type of movie would you rather be a character in? An action and slash thriller movie or romantic comedy?
I think I accidentally voted for action. Well, I don't know. Action, I would want to test my limit and see if I could actually do my own stunts.
Oh.
And then romantic comedy, I think that would be cool. Like, I like the Made in Manhattan vibe.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Is there a both option?
No.
Can it be like romantic comedy thriller?
Mm.
Okay. I mean, everyone enjoys a good romantic comedy.
Yeah.
I really want to be like an Avenger. So maybe I would
action. And like a superhero, like a superwoman vibe.
I can do that.
Yeah. I would love to be on like the Avengers or something, but in this.
If I was a romantic comedy, I would be like the Tiffany Haddish.
I would want to be like
the romantic comedy.
Kate Hudson and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Okay. So yeah, that's. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, like pair me with Matthew
McConaughey. I would be like Girls Trip. Long. I mean, I know. Have you seen that? That would be like my vibe.
God.
Like, you know, like that's something like.
Have you ever like gotten into acting or anything?
Oh yeah, I did. My early stages of life.
Yeah.
Like up into freshman year of college. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can see you like legit being on a movie in a movie. Like
yeah. That. There's a lot that I could possibly do. It's just like just the work.
I know.
I have to put in there.
What people don't realize is that acting and really anything entertainment is brutal to get
immersed into. Well, yeah, it's also. And I don't want to be like sound political or anything, mm-hmm. but I'm also like, obviously, I'm African American and a woman, so it's really, really hard to find
it
roles.
It is.
So.
It absolutely is.
It's like.
But the great thing about the time we're living in is it's. At least people are talking about changing it
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm making a documentary on Me Too and Time's Up, so I'm really into
it. Oh, okay. I can't wait to see that.
Okay, so 30% said action and thriller and 70% said rom-com. That doesn't surprise
me. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, where would you rather go alone, to dinner or to a movie? And how did you think of this?
Because I go to the movies a lot by myself.
You do?
Yeah. Every Tuesday.
Oh, the $8 movies? Mm-hmm. Why don't you ask me to go with you? Or do you like going by yourself?
I don't know. I mean, I do like going by myself, but usually everyone's, like, busy.
You'd rather go see a movie alone?
Well, I think I already do that, so I think I'm going to try and do dinner by myself.
I feel like I eat all the time by myself, but I would choose dinner.
Yeah, I don't think I ever go. Like, I want to go to, like, an actual nice restaurant.
I've never done that.
I think that's what I meant by that. Like, go to a nice restaurant.
I've never gone to a movie.
And accidentally just going by, sitting by yourself.
Really?
And, like, your own. Movies are kind of, like, easy. Like, to go by yourself.
I guess that's true, but I've never been.
You should do it.
I should try it.
You should enjoy your company of yourself.
I should really do that.
That's how you get to know yourself.
Oh, wow. We're getting deep here on TK's Juicy Podcast.
I'm just saying. I've always, you know.
I think that's a really good thing. I think it's good to move out and like be alone and like do things by yourself.
Because you know you can do it.
And you figure out like what you like versus what you don't like and stuff like that. I think it's really important. I would say I chose dinner, but I'm going to try the movie thing. This has definitely inspired me.
Do
71%
it.
Of the people said movie. So maybe
it's kind of easy.
With the dinner thing. It's your birthday. What do you want? Gifts or cash?
I would say cash because then I can just buy my own gift.
I agree. From the family, if you're listening, grandparents and parents, cash because, they don't really know what. It's just better that way.
I think because especially with gifts, my
it changes.
Yes, agree.
So I don't have to.
But I think some friends, I think, like, who really know me and they buy, like, a funny gift that, like,
yeah, something would. Yeah, but I'd rather have cash. Like, if it's something, like, they may, like, it's sentimental, like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or, like, I've been wanting something and they get it for me, then whatever.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be kind of weird if, like, your best friend got you, like, $20? Wouldn't you rather them just get you, like, at least a gift card or something?
No, why? Give me
cash?
My friend gave me $20 for my graduation.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh. But it doesn't make sense as a birthday gift?
No, I think, like, I would never do that.
If someone's like, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, give me cash.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not that picky.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's the easiest gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just give me
all I love, though, like, when I know someone and I, like, see a gift that would be, like, so funny and perfect for them, I like doing that.
Yeah.
For people. Okay, so cash won 67%. I figured that would happen.
Everyone wants some money.
Would you rather always say what's on your mind or never never speak?
Yeah, clearly I'm going to say what's on my mind.
Yeah, same.
Deal with it.
People that voted never speak, like,
why would you want?
Yeah, like, are you not
like to never ever speak again and not speak your mind and people can just bully you and just know?
Would you rather lose all of your money and valuables or every picture you've ever taken? This was very easy for me, but this is a hard pull.
No, I voted, but me personally, I would do pictures. I would do money because I want to keep, I like memories.
Agreed. 100%.
I'm, like, mixing myself up now.
Anything, money or valuable, I can pretty much replace.
You can replace.
Yeah.
Pictures you can't replace.
I'm way too addicted to pictures.
I know.
And, like, I don't know if it's just me or if it's, like, a girl thing or whatever. I have such a fascination with, like, memories and going through, like...
No, I do that.
Old things. Like, pictures, really.
Yeah.
Like, scrapbooks and stuff.
I understand that.
People said 40% they would rather lose all of their money and valuables. 60% said pictures.
Yeah.
Kind of shocked by that. Okay. What do you wish you had more of, time or money?
I asked my coworker this, and she said money. When the aspect of time, I'm thinking of, like, my lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
But then, if I had the money, then I can, you know, do the things I want to do. Quicker. And then it's, like, when my time's up, I'm not, like, oh, I didn't
but
do this.
But would you want to be, like, would you rather work for it and have the same result or just be handed to it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't like that question.
You don't like it?
Well,
you would probably want to be handed.
I would work hard for it, but I also wanted to be handed to it. Like, it'd be nice if I could just, like, work, get the paycheck that I get, and then I also get handed...
Got it.
...an extra set of money.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So that would be my idea. That is
so
a possibility.
If anyone wants to donate to our Venmos,
please. That's what I want, and I use it for bills. I'm not actually shopping.
So, would you do? So, what would you pick, money or time?
I would do money.
I would do time.
Can't really
I would do time because if I'm going to answer the question that I just asked you, if I knew I was going to get the same result and get handed the money, or like it just took more time, I wouldn't mind taking more time because I'd rather.
I get that.
I would just rather earn it myself. I don't know what, if it's because I'm stubborn like that or what.
I really want to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
That makes sense. I understand that.
It's not because of time, it's because of money.
I think that I'm, like, on this time kick because I've been really invested into Gary Vee lately and he's all about the journey.
Just give me some money.
Yeah. I don't blame you. But this is really close. 52% said time, 48% said money.
Mm.
That's really close.
Yeah.
That's a good poll. I also have on my highlights an actual highlight that just says 50-50. So if you want to see what polls got, like, really close, you can check them out in my highlights.
Wow.
Would you rather be able to control your dreams or your destiny?
Destiny.
Can you explain this? What does that mean?
Okay, so...
I love this question, but just for people, what's
controlling your dreams, it's like... So I want to be a creative director.
Mm-hmm.
So why not... control the destiny of that dream, because then you can just do it any way that you want instead of, because, like, controlling your dreams might necessarily be, like, what you want. So if you control, like, the whole journey of the destiny that you're trying to get, it, like, does that make sense? You know what I'm saying?
Kind of. Does this mean, like, oh, I have a dream to be a singer,
Like, but it's only not that, like, dream, because you were controlling the dream. Like, you don't, you, like, you're only controlling that aspect. Like, you don't want to involve, like, the whole journey of becoming a singer. Whereas when you're controlling the destiny, you have power in every step that you take to get
so
there.
The destiny is more about the journey.
Yeah.
Oh, I said destiny, I think.
That's what I put. I put destiny.
Got it. Destiny's winning 64%.
Because you want to control, you want to control your destiny.
Yeah.
Like,
to 36%. And this got me thinking, so I added a few questions in here.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
But I said, if you randomly have a dream about someone, does it mean something special?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I had a dream about Nick Jonas. What does that mean? Or, you know, like, I don't
think it necessarily means something special, but I think it means something.
So, you're trying to tell me, I remember this dream very vividly. I was like, Life with Ryan on MTV.
Oh, God.
Ryan Chuckler.
Yes.
Skateboarder.
Yes.
In my dream, we were dating. Don't know why. I just happened to fall asleep.
That's a great point.
We made out, and I felt it in real life. What does that mean? Does that mean something?
I don't know about that.
That's why I said no.
I guess I should have clarified. I don't know about that, what I think about that. But I think someone, like, if it's someone you actually know in life, and it's if they're in your dream, I don't think it means, like, oh, they're thinking about you or anything. But I think it means, like, something has, like, made you think about them, you know?
Yeah, there's this guy I really like, and he was in my dream, and I'm hoping to meet him in New York.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait, what?
Wait, say that again.
So, he lives in New York.
He lives in New York.
Yeah, I mean,
you had a dream about him.
Yeah.
And you really like him?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
Nothing. Okay, so, do I have to tell the story? Okay,
yes.
So, like, 3 years ago, he kind of went viral for, like, this video he did. And I was like, oh, he's really cute, but I didn't really, like, I just followed him, like, nothing. And obviously a lot of people followed him, so he's kind of, like, well-known, but not really. Like, he's well-known in, like, more, like, East Coast area.
Yeah.
And, like, just recently, I was like, wow, I, like, really like his energy, like, his vibe, and he's an Aries. And
have you DM'd him? Slid into his DMs?
No.
Why?
You have to, well, on Twitter, you have to follow them to DM, and then Instagram,
Wait till you move to New York. It's gonna happen when you move there.
Well, okay, I'm really telling this story. Okay,
yes.
So
this is what I'm living for.
So a couple of times, I would, like, message him on Twitter, like, where everyone sees it, and, like, he'll reply. Like, last year, he wished me happy birthday. He's like,
Wait, what?
Well, I was like, you know what would really make this day special if you, like, wish me happy birthday? And he's like, happy birthday, love. Like, take me on your wine safari next time, okay? And he put like a couple
emojis.
Did
you go to Malibu?
I did, but. The thing is, I didn't post anything on Twitter about it. I didn't, like, I just did, when I post pictures on Instagram, they automatically go to my Twitter. But it just said Instagram. Like, it doesn't actually say, so he, like,
so he had to
you had
on.
To, like, actually research where I went for my birthday.
We know what you're trying to do, mister.
Thanks. And, yeah, I mean, a couple of things like that, and not anything, like, too crazy, but this might sound, make me sound like a stalker.
No.
I did actually send him an email once in December.
To his old
email. He got a new email, so I don't think he,
like,
ever really saw it. I kind of expressed how I felt.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, hey, I think you're really trying. He didn't respond, but it's fine. Well, I don't know if he saw it. Because, like, it was like...
Who cares? People care.
But I did it.
Yeah, who cares?
And he, a couple months ago, actually, his friend posted... you know when people take pictures of, like, your... Or they take photos on your phone?
Yeah.
And, like, has, like, the location?
Yeah.
So, his friend, like, took his phone, took pictures, and he posted on his Instagram story. And, like, it has, like, his street. Well, not, like the whole address. But, like, yeah, it's, like, West something. I'm not going to say a street because I don't want to be, like... But it says that. And then I booked my Airbnb.
No.
And he lives in Harlem. And so, I was like, I'm in Harlem. So, I was like, let me just see...
Whoa. This is recent.
Yeah.
So you may be meeting up with him?
Wait, I don't know. Stop. I haven't really talked to him to be like, hey, we're meeting up. But so I was like, I'm going to see how far I am to, like, this certain street.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe if I bump into him, like, hey, like, I enjoy what you do, like, for your platform. I was gonna, like, just to talk. Why am I a 7-minute walk? So now my friends are like, this could happen. I'm like, please, like, I'm kind of nervous.
No, you have to hit him up and ask if he wants to get coffee or something.
I thought about it. Like, if I saw him, like, in the street.
Shoot your shot.
I know. I thought about it.
No, we're going to do it after we're done with this.
I thought about, like, I have this whole dream where I see him in the street and I'm like, hey, it's my birthday. Like, I'm asking him suggestions because obviously he lives there. I'm like, where should we go? And I was like, do you know any, like, good, like, clubs that we can get to? He's like, oh, we're going here tonight. You guys should come because you're like, I'm cute and everything. So he's like, and that was like my dream. And like, that's how we like.
No, you chatted. I really think you need to like message him or like DM him and be like, yo, I'm going to be in New York.
I know. I've thought about
it. No, this is what you should do. You should be like, hey, I'm single, so maybe you shouldn't listen to me, but.
I'm single.
Okay.
He's single.
So you should be like.
I don't know. Idea.
You should be like. Message him, hey, it's my birthday, I'm coming to New York, you live there, was wondering if you had any suggestions of where I should do. Would love to like meet you if you have time, like, no, you're crazy busy. And then he'll respond and be like, hey, blah 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 blah, like, what part of New York are you in? You'll be like, actually, I'm here. And he's gonna be like, no way, that's so close to me, like, let's totally go to this coffee shop that's nearby.
Oh, we'll see.
You have to just start
it. I did apply for his internship because he wants to do things for like kids, and I was like, that'd be cool for like social media, so I can just get every
girl. You have got to finesse. You have the power to do that.
I know, everyone says that.
Oh my gosh, do it. Just shoot your shot. The worst thing he can say is no, and says loss. He doesn't know what he's missing out on.
I know, girl, trust me, I know.
Just do it.
We'll see.
Plus, guys think it's like hot when a girl like reaches out.
I want to try.
Do it. We need full-on details. You're going to have to come back when you guys are, like, getting married.
Getting married.
And explain.
Don't say that.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm so excited for you. Yeah, so thanks. Would you message him on, like, Twitter? Or
yeah, I would do, like, Twitter.
Instagram or something? Yeah, you should do that.
Or send him an email.
Please do. Please do. Let me know how it goes.
I will.
46% said that if you randomly have a dream about someone, it means something special. 54% said that. No. Now, I also asked, is it normal to have dreams about other people if you are in a relationship? And by this, I mean like you're in a relationship with someone, you're like dreaming about making out with someone else.
Yes, it's very normal.
It's normal. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's bad?
Mm-mm. It's just a dream.
Yeah.
It's just like the chemicals in your brain, how that works.
Normal too. Yeah. Who would you rather have as your project partner? Beyonce or Jay-Z? Obviously.
Okay. The queen, obviously.
Yeah. 16% said Jay-Z. You're dumb. Let's see who voted that.
I would have found to pick Jay-Z's mind, but Beyonce, it would like what? Like, you have to.
The only reason why I can understand why some people said Jay-Z is just because he is a really good business person.
That's what I'm saying. I would pick his brain.
Yeah, absolutely. But Beyonce... But,
I mean, either way, they might come together.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you rather be feared by all or loved by all?
Loved.
Agreed. I think that's a no-brainer for me. Would you rather get one free round trip international plane ticket or every year, or be able to fly domestic anytime for free? This is a great question.
I know. So I asked my coworker and she was like, she would do domestic for free.
Wait, was domestic no international?
Yeah. Did you not get that?
Well, I assumed, but I wasn't like...
Yeah. Just anything like in the U.S.
I think I would do then the one per year.
Okay, that's what I was saying. But then she made a good point. Like, if you do the free domestic, then, like, you were, like, saving money. But you're also still traveling. So then maybe you can just get your own international ticket. And I was like, I guess.
Or.
You just got excited.
No. I have a solution to this. You get domestic year-round and you rack up points.
Ooh, and then you can travel internationally. Yeah,
okay. Honestly, thank you, Southwest, for sponsoring this podcast. 56% said domestic. 44% said one per year. So, interesting thoughts.
I did one per year.
I almost added first class to the international to make it a little more.
You should have did it. I'd have been first class.
Would you rather make a movie about your life or write a book about it?
Movie. Staring myself.
All day long. 63% said movie. 37% said book. If a movie was made about your life, do you think people would watch it and find it interesting?
I think so. If you listen to me on this podcast, you probably think I'm interesting.
I think so too.
Yeah, my movie would be awesome.
Your movie definitely would. I think that I would have to like write some fake stuff into my. I think just moving like from the Midwest to LA helps us a lot.
Yeah, that would be a good movie right there.
You can make a movie on that.
I mean, some parts of my life are boring, but like. It's not always.
Yeah, no, I think that we can make something pretty interesting.
They would love me.
Would you watch my movie?
Yeah, I would watch your movie. You do a lot of, like, stuff around LA. Which is really, you go to, like, you know, little events and stuff.
So I do. I do a lot of random stuff. I like to try, I'm on this kick where I'm trying to go to a bunch of different restaurants instead of the same restaurants I always go to.
That's what I'm doing with my roommate, too.
Well, we should go, we should, like,
we just went
have
to
a day
Sage night. Last weekend.
Oh, I love Sage.
So good. Racked up.
Oh, yeah.
Spend a lot of money. Because I was like, ooh, I gotta try this. Gotta try this.
There are buffalo wings.
Yes,
the cauliflower wings.
Yes, we shared
with
that.
All the sauces. Mm-hmm. Sign me up.
Yeah, we shared that.
So I've been trying to do that. I also just made an Instagram account called, so I have TK's TK Juicy Food. Polls, TK's Juicy Podcast, and TK's Juicy Pantry.
That's actually really smart.
Right? It's pretty cute, too. So, and I'm not a food blogger. I'm just a food eater.
Yeah. I understand.
So, I enjoy going to the... LA restaurants are great.
Yeah. They're just so... Sometimes can be really expensive. Bomb. But you find the best small ones, too.
And the vibe is cool. You can always get a good Instagram.
I'm going to say, I usually only go for the pick.
Yeah. Same. Okay, so yeah, 53% said their movie would be interesting. 47% said they didn't think their own movie would be interesting. Which, honestly, I mean, love people who are honest with themselves. Donate to our movies.
Please. The budget's pretty high.
Would you rather hit the rewind button or a pause button on your life? Great question.
Rewind.
I think that...
I actually voted pause, though.
Would pause, does that mean, like, I get to pause myself being 21 for however long
I think of Click when he paused his life.
I think I would want to do that.
I would rewind and change some things, and so that I wouldn't have to pause my reality.
Wow.
Oh, I just went really deep there.
We're getting really deep, you guys.
I feel like, yeah,
that would be... Thank you for coming to our therapy session.
That's what I would do.
49% said rewind, 51% said pause.
That's pretty close.
Would you rather live in one town for the rest of your life or travel constantly with no permanent home?
Travel.
Travel, same, all day long. I'm all about the homebody because I'm a Cancer, but travel all day long.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
It's who you're with. It's not the place. 63% said travel. Smarty pants. My actual opinion on the polls. Do you ever, like, well, I guess you can't see the results, but, like, do you ever, like, vote on something and then you're like, what the heck?
Remember, I will tell you, I'm like, wait, I hit the wrong thing. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I've done that point.
But. Would you rather spend the day with your favorite athlete or your favorite movie star?
Movie star.
Who would it be?
Oh. Julia Roberts.
Wow. Great option.
Thank you.
She, Pretty Woman.
Wow, did you, like, read my thoughts?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I would do movie star as well, and I'd definitely do Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, she would be a nice one, too.
She's, like, that's who I want to be, Reese Witherspoon.
I can see that.
She's very, like, I think she's so
my
awesome.
My little country girl.
Well, I don't really, like, I guess I am from Indiana, so I have, like...
But I think she's from Alabama.
She's
from Louisiana.
She's from somewhere in the South. She has
a house
in
Louisiana,
Nashville
and
stuff. And she has the clothing line. It's called like Draper James. I think that's what it's called. And it's very...
Her son's name?
I don't know, but it's very like Southern, like...
She's a Southern belle.
Yeah. She's cutie. I love her.
I do love her.
And she's a boss babe. She's like
Legally Blonde 3 coming out.
Yes, she has Type A Productions, Hello Sunshine. She has her clothing line. She's killing it. Mm-hmm. Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm. Athlete, if you did though, what athlete would you?
Oh, Serena Williams.
Oh, me too, maybe. Yeah, I think me too. 76% said movie star. Would you rather live where it is constantly winter or summer?
I think I said summer.
Summer for sure.
I wish I said fall. Fall or summer. I'm a fall girl.
I like fall, but summer all day long.
It gets too hot sometimes.
I don't care. I love summer vibes.
Summer won 82%. Yeah, winter 18%.
No one wants to be cold.
Yeah. Would you rather date someone you met online or go on a blind date?
I mean, I meet people online all the time, so online.
I think that I would love to go on a blind date if someone set me up. It would be fun.
It'd be interesting.
Yes. If someone, like, set me up and I trusted them, like, if I trust their, like, movie recommendations, yeah. I'm going to trust their guy recommendation. So, yeah.
I feel like that'd be, it'd be interesting.
And I feel like it's kind of rare nowadays. Like, we meet everyone online. I feel like it would be cool to just be completely blindsided.
I don't know. I mean, I'll do online right now.
Yeah, I'm all about the apps. I think online.
Yeah, I think that's why. But then they can be annoying.
They can be annoying, but maybe we'll go back to that. Blind date won 53%, but this is really close.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you think you could win a reality TV show or, like, game show?
Yes. If you guys...
I think that I could, too. If like...
you guys really vote for me.
49% said yes. That was a close one, too. Would you rather mentally or physically never age?
Physically. Because I want to be smart mentally. Like, mentally, I want to age with my age, but physically, I want to stay, like, 25.
Really? See, I would rather never age mentally because I'd always want to be, like, on top of my game.
No, physically, I'm all about physical attraction.
Well, there you go.
Well, no, I like what's in here, but physical attraction helps.
No, I agree. I mean, of course, I'd, like, want to be super hot I'm old.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'd rather be, like, on top of my game mentally at that age.
I can see that. Yeah.
Should Beyonce still be with Jay-Z?
No.
Absolutely not. Okay, here's my thing.
Here, tell me.
Okay, Beyonce is
Giselle knows Carter.
Yes. Lisa is quite the Beyonce fanatic. I thought I was until I met her.
No, sis.
So, she kind of sets a huge example for
tell me
women.
More.
And I think the fact that Jay-Z cheated on her and she stayed with him is, like, setting an example for a lot of women and
I think it was
men.
Really hard for her, though.
Absolutely. And they have kids.
Why see both sides?
Agreed.
She's been with him since, like, 97. So it's like...
And they have a family. They have an empire. I mean, it's a lot to leave.
Yeah, so
I just wish he didn't cheat on her.
Yeah.
But I kind of love that she can just throw him under the bus in all of her songs and, like, make millions off of it.
You know?
You know what?
So
she's doing it the right way.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's... She may, like, forgive him, but she never forgot.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, and that is going to close our session. Shook. Well, you guys, thank you so much for voting in Nisa's polls.
Yeah, thanks.
Did you have fun kind of making them, or was it torture coming
up? It actually wasn't bad. It's just, like, trying to find ones that are not cheesy, you know?
Yeah.
So...
It's hard to come up with ones that make you think. So, thank you for taking the time to do that.
Of course,
and coming.
Girl.
She is a saint for doing this.
And then you can also follow me on Instagram if you'd like.
Yes, please. What is your Instagram?
It's Nisi Cup because it's, like, greasy and people call me, like, I'm Nisa the niece. So anyways, but Nisi Cup is N-E-E-C-E cup underscore.
Yeah, and I'm highlighting all of the polls that she made. So just go to my highlights and click on her when I tagged her and give her a follow and send her some love.
Send me some love. I need it.
Please do. Be the first one to follow her along her journey.
Yeah, you can also follow me on Twitter. I post TV some funny stuff occasionally.
Oh, I could see your Twitter being hilarious. I need to follow it.
Okay.
She's really funny and just great to come by. Send her a DM and hit her up. Send her some love.
Hang out with me. I, like, want new friends.
Please.
If you live in the LA area.
Yeah, like, send her a DM. And she's single, right?
Yeah.
So slide in there, fellas.
Preferably someone over 25, because I will be 23, and I don't want to date someone my age.
Okay.
Or
and
younger.
Aries would be great.
Aries would be great. But honestly, if you just have a really good personality, you're just not a douche.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Same.
You know what I mean? It's really fine.
So, yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Of
follow
course,
her.
Thanks for having me.
Yes,
yay.
Follow my Instagram account so you can take the polls and engage and be a part of every podcast. Be sure to leave us a review on the podcast app and give us 5 stars. The reviews really help, so please make them positive. And love you guys so much. See you next week.
We don't take hatred, by the way, okay?
None of that.
We don't do hatred.
None of that.
Keep it to yourself.
Yes. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it all.
Ooh.
Peace.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.